Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. NPF expresses concern over gunfighting between Naga armed groups in Myanmar, resulting in casualties and injuries. Researchers from Nagaland University discovers new plant species. Dumapo District Congress Committee launches MGNREGA Bachao Sangram. And Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia says pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping nation's future. Now the news in detail. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has expressed concern over yesterday's gunfighting between two Naga armed groups in Myanmar, resulting in casualties and injuries. The NPF condemned the violence as discouraging and a setback for the Naga community's aspirations for peace and unity in the new year. The party also warned that continued fighting could disrupt the upcoming Naga Yoya New Year Festival, scheduled for January 15th in Lai Shi Town, Naga Self-Administered Zone. The festival is a key event for fostering unity among the Naga people. In its statement, the NPF called on all Naga political groups to exercise restraint, engage in dialogue, and prioritize peace. It reaffirmed its commitment to a permanent, honorable, and inclusive solution to the Naga political issue, while extending condolences to the victims' families and wishing the injured a speedy recovery. Researchers from Nagaland University, Vinitio Koza, and co-researcher Joynat Pegu, led by Dr. Gyati Yam, discovered a new plant species during systematic field surveys conducted between 2023 and 2025 in the Kavenhu Community Reserved Forest, Kezakeno Village, Peck District. The research was supported by Nagaland University through the startup project for young faculty and has been published in the renowned international scientific journal Q Bulletin. We have a report.
The discovery emerged from botanical exploration the high-altitude forests of Peck District and led to the identification of a new species, Hoya nagayensis apocynaceae asclepiadoidae, further highlighting Nagaland's significance as a biodiversity hotspot in the northeast region. The discovery highlights the conservation significance of community-protected forests in Nagaland and the need for continued botanical exploration and habitat-based conservation. The formal description of Hoya nagayensis strengthens the taxonomy of the genus and underscores Nagaland's importance as a center of underdocumented plant diversity in northeast India. Ning Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Dimapur District Congress Committee, DDCC, today launched MGNREGA Bachao Sangram and announced to gradually scale it up with panchayat level and sit-in protests at the grassroots level. Addressing media persons at Congress Bhavan, Dimapur today, DDCC President Kutoho Chishi said the recently passed bill, Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin, VB Gram G Bill, threatens to dismantle the core principles of MGNREGA, endangering rural employment and livelihoods by limiting job guarantees that exclude vulnerable sections. Mr. Chishi said the campaign seeks to expose the adverse impact of the VB Gram G bill on rural employment, income security and socio-economic stability in Dimapur and across Nagaland and the entire nation. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said the pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages the young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability, and social development. Highlighting the importance of the Young Leaders Dialogue, Mr. Mandavia said that the platform reflects the government's commitment to actively engage young minds in nation building.
For the Viksit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue, more than 50 lakh young people participated in the organized quiz competition. Out of those, 3 lakh young people who made it to the merit list were asked to write essay on 10 tracks of Viksit Bharat, and they were assessed by learned professors. After this assignment, the 30,000 young people who made it to the merit list were invited to the state level.
The 3-day event, which commenced yesterday, will conclude on the 12th of this month. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states, and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Solapur Super Thermal Power Station in Maharashtra.
The Solapur Super Thermal Power Station in Maharashtra has emerged as a key project in strengthening regional energy security and meeting the state's growing power demand. The project has been developed at a cost of around 11,406 crore rupees with a total installed capacity of 1,320 megawatts. It was taken up in March 2012 during the Pragati review held on 30th December 2015. Construction work was at a foundational stage. The review enabled focused leadership and time-bound coordination, helping resolve critical issues and placing the project on a clear execution path. Prime Minister Narendra Modi directed the Chief Secretary of Maharashtra to resolve the rehabilitation issue by February 2016 and Power Secretary to complete both units of the project by January 2017. The Solapur Super Thermal Power Station has emerged as a strong example of the Pragati mechanism in accelerating complex infrastructure projects by resolving land, water, rehabilitation and transmission issues at an early stage. It was fully commissioned in March 2019. The Solapur Super Thermal Power Plant has ensured reliable power supply, strengthens energy security, and supports industrial and economic growth across the region. Karhur, Akashwani News, Kohima.
World Hindi Day was observed today. The day is commemorated every year with the objective to promote use of Hindi language abroad. It aims to encourage the use of Hindi on international platforms, including diplomacy, education, and cultural exchange. On this day in 2006, the first World Hindi Conference was held in Nagpur with the aim to promote the language worldwide, and since then, every year, 10th January, is being observed as the World Hindi Day. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has stressed that language keeps culture alive and the aim is to spread country's culture and rich heritage through Hindi language. A tourism awareness training on tour operation and tour guiding organized by the Department of Tourism, Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with Nagaland Tourism Association, was held today at Mauva Christian Church Campus, Mauva Village. The program was conducted aligned with the upcoming Mimkut Mini Hornbill Tribal Festival, scheduled for 16 to 17 January at Mauva Village. Delivering the keynote address, Keholeno Kenao, Senior Tourist Officer, Dimapur emphasized the role of community-based tourism and promoting sustainable tourism. She encouraged local youths to view tourism as a viable profession, recognize the tourism potential of their village, and actively participate in community-driven initiatives. And the 67th Kohima Village Sports Association Meet 2026, hosted by the Kohima Village Youth Organization, KVYO, began today with the opening ceremony held at Kucheze, Kohima local ground. Nagaland's advisor for school education and SCERT, Dr. Kekrelule Yome, in his speech as the chief host, highlighted that sports, besides competition, have become essential for daily life to keep a person healthy and are turning into one of the biggest industries, asserting the need to take them seriously. The advisor also stressed the need to pursue sports with confidence so as to earn a name for oneself and bring pride to parents, the village, the state, and the nation. Mr. Yome also warned sportspersons against pride and instead advised them to inspire others with humility. Additionally, he implored that sports events should imbibe greater understanding, cooperation, and foster oneness among the people. Chairman of the Kohima Village Council, Helevio Solo, also addressed the event, while Medo Keretsu, head GB of Kohima Village, pronounced the traditional blessings. The sports meet will culminate on January 16. The week-long mega sports event will feature athletics, volleyball, basketball, football, cricket, badminton, table tennis, shooting, and wrestling, with over 700 athletes, besides management officials, umpires, and others involved in the meet. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. NPF expresses concern over gunfighting between Naga armed groups in Myanmar, resulting in casualties and injuries. Researchers from Naglan University discovers new plant species. Dimapur District Congress Committee launches MGNREGA Bachao Sangram. And Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia says pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping nation's future. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.